coming up on the Kim Gravel Show.
I'm going to get emotional about it because, you know, when you're young, when you have young kids and you're trying to make it day to day and you're trying to grow a business or get through the days and you think, oh, this is it. This is it. This is all I got. This is it. And then the world's telling you, be grateful. Be grateful. This is enjoy the journey. Oh God, don't you just get ticked off when people say enjoy the journey. This is the best. I want to slap somebody in the face.
This is the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here.
Hey y'all, Kim Gravel here, and this is the Kim Gravel Show. In each episode, we try to help you, give you a little nugget, you know, learn a little something, encourage you to level up your life. This is the last episode of 2023, Zach. We are here.
Right? We did it. We made it, Kim.
And you made it. Out,
yeah.
You made it. You're listening right now. You made it to another year. 2023 was an interesting year. Let's look back to move forward.
Okay.
Okay. For me, Zach, I'm going to be thinking on this. One word to describe your 2023. One word to describe my 2023 was... Oh, God.
I know it for me.
You say it for you and I'll say it for me.
I think for me, the word of the year is decision. Because these episodes that we've been talking about making decisions in your life have really had an impact about the way that I am thinking about my life and see the world every single day. No joke.
There's power in decision.
This is what happens in my head now. Kim. I feel like I go, oh, I want to do that. Or I want to do this thing, or I want to do this today. And then I'm like, am I actually making the decision to do that? Or am I just going to like say that? And then at the end of the day, beat myself up because I didn't do X, Y, Z thing. And I asked myself, do I mean it? And
that has changed
my internal monologue. Yeah. Ask me.
No, I want to ask you this because when you want to make a decision to do something, and you know you want to just do it and you've decided. Do you have a hard time taking that next step?
It depends
just
on what
yes
it
or no.
is. Yes.
Just yes or no.
Yes.
Just yes,
yes
or no.
Yes.
Don't think about it. Okay.
Yes.
Let me tell you why I think that is for a lot of us.
Okay.
Because I think you decide and then you start planning, plotting, and organizing how to get to where you want, how to accomplish or how to get where you want to go or where you've decided to go.
Yeah.
And the thing is this, I want to say this, and I know we probably won't keep trying to get off on this, but listen to me. The thing is this, we are taking on all the responsibility of that decision on ourselves. We're the why, the how, the when, all of that. When you make your decision to do XYZ, Zach, all you have to do is leave it there and make one little change. You're trying to decide, and then you're trying to figure out the whole kit and caboodle, the whole shebang.
Yep.
So you're saying, I want to start a podcast. I'm just going to give you a hypothetical here. I want to start a podcast. Okay, so you make the decision. So those of you listening saying, I want to make the decision. I can't tell you how many calls I get about this. I can't tell you how many times I get people going, Kim, I want to do this. I'm like, great, you've decided. Great. And then they start asking me a million minutia questions that have nothing to do with how to get to a podcast. They start worrying about, well, how am I going to pay for it? How am I going to do this? You have to take one small step towards it. So what happens is when we make the decision, we don't put one small action behind it. You're trying to, and so for me, Zach, I would tell you, like, what is something that you are wanting to decide to do right now in your life as you head into 2024?
Okay. I want to decide something I'm deciding for myself for 2024 is I want to put myself more out there. And I think, you know, you've seen that I've started posting stuff on like TikTok.
I love your TikTok.
And that is something that I want to do. And the way I'm doing it, and I'm trying to do this, Kim, is I'm just like, let me just post a video today. If I post a video today, you know,
then
I've done it. I'm not trying to see how many, you know, followers I can get. I just like, let me post something. Because if I do that every single day, I know I'll get good at it, right? It's just, you got to get through the cringe.
But before doing that, what would have stopped you from doing that?
Oh, all of it. I would have thought about, oh, what do people think about me? And I need it to look perfect and the lighting's not right. And, you know, literally, you know what almost stopped me? I was like, I need to get a new iPhone. Like my iPhone's pretty old. And like, I know the cameras and the new ones are really good. And I should really like get that new iPhone before I start doing this. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no, what am I doing? Why would I do that?
It's just like weight loss. It's just like the decision I made when I lost weight. For some of you sitting here, you need to lose 15, 20 pounds. Some of you need to lose 120. Start today and just say, I'm just going to drink water.
Yep.
Nothing else. Just water.
No soda, just water. Okay, Kim.
Don't even change your diet. Just do water. I'm telling you, one small action.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that. I'm Gianna DiMedio Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
What's your word? What's your one word?
My word, Zach, for 2023 is conquer.
Conquered it. Oh, all right.
I've done it. I've wrote the book, which was the toughest thing I've ever done in my entire life. I almost hated it.
Yeah.
It almost overtook me.
I saw the process and it seemed very hard.
I was so angry with myself. It was weird. I was fighting myself. I've conquered my debilitating fear of growth. A lot of us are fearful. It's not that we don't think we can't do it. It's like, God, what if we do? How are we going to do it?
It's funny for me to hear you say that because you are already at such a high level, right?
Yeah,
like you're already on TV.
Well,
you already have a successful brand. You already, like, that's the growth that so many people aspire to. And you're,
but there's
you're
more.
Growing even past that.
Yeah, there's more. There's more. And I know there's more. And there's more for you. Whoever's listening to this, know there's more for you. Mm-hmm. There's more for you. But my word is 2023 was conquer. Now, it is the end of December. In a few days, it will be 2024. So I want you to think about what your word was for 2023. I'm going to give you a minute. Okay, you got it? Okay, if you got your word, now forget it. Because we're moving on to 2024.
That was a real turnaround there, Kim.
So that's great. We took our moment. We have our word. We've done what we've done. We've honored it. Okay. For some of you, it wasn't that great of a year. For some of you, it was the best year of your life. But 2024 is about to be better.
Yep.
So, Zach, what is your word for 2024? What is your phrase? What is your, you know?
I think it's movement. Like I just, ooh. I feel that. Like I feel that, like, okay. Not only coming out of, you know, obviously like it's been some weird years behind us, right? With the pandemic and, you know, I had a baby during the pandemic.
Yeah, and then you moved.
I moved. And I was just talking to my wife about this and it's like, we're now at this point with our kids being the ages that they are, like we get to step out a little bit more. Like we get to go out, you know, and like go out in the evenings where we kind of like haven't, right? We get to go
live a little.
Yeah, live a little. And so that's what I'm going to try to do for 2024 for myself and also for professionally. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. You're going to get out there more. Mine is expansion.
Okay.
So everything is getting bigger in 2024 for me. My businesses, my children's lives. I mean, you know, Bo is driving. I'll have a second one driving in 2024.
I can't get over that. I'm sorry. Yeah. That gives me.
They're both driving. They'll both be driving.
About that is terrifying and
expansion.
Probably amazing.
It's absolutely, you know, Bo's a senior. He'll be going to college. I mean, everything about it is expanding. And I'm so excited about it. I'm going to get emotional about it. Because, you know, when you're young, when you have young kids and you're trying to make it day to day and you're trying to grow a business or get through the days and you think, oh, this is it. This is it. This is all I got. This is it. And then the world's telling you, be grateful. Be grateful. This is enjoy the journey. Oh God, don't you just get ticked off when people say, enjoy the journey. This is the best. I want to slap somebody in the face. When truth is, it's not the best. The best is yet to come. Your life will expand as much as you can believe and dream it can.
Yeah.
So I just want to challenge everybody listening to within an earshot of listening to my voice and Zach's today. Look back at 2023. See how you've grown. See what you've learned. See what you've come through. See what you've accomplished. And then reset this next few days before we head into 2024 and know that your world is about to get bigger and you're going to absolutely love the life you live and you're going to love who you are in the process. Because 2024, you are going to have expansion, health, wealth, dreams are going to be coming true. Exciting things are going to be happening for you. You're going to get stronger. And for some of us, getting stronger means we got to go through some tough things to build those muscles. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's okay because you are expanding and growing. Well, happy new year to everybody listening. Happy new year. We love you.
We love you, everybody. Happy new year.
We love you. Happy new year. And hey, we're coming back. We're coming back strong. We're ready to expand, y'all. All right. Till next time. Hey, till next year. We love you.
We love you. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Debilitate. What is the word?
Debilitate?
Debilitate, yeah. My one word for 2023 is... I had it on the tip of my tongue. Just hold on, Zach.
Achievement.
Not a rise. Not achievement.
Attain?
It's not accomplished. I have... Oh, I got it. Got it. Remember it.
Start it. Yeah, set it up.
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.